So you got married now? What is your marriage presentation? Or, when you are not unmarried, you gave me $5,000. Now you are married, you must give me now $10,000. Go on. Where is your brother?
I think he's in London.
What is he doing now?
Building the rough theatre cars.
Oh.
For the festival.
Oh,
right? Yeah. That is the reason.
Oh, yes, you're not alive. Hare Krishna. Oh. Everything is all right? No. Where is your center?
Tucson, Arizona.
Oh. How is going to that?
She's improving.
Anyone? Thank God. Samson Das inaugurated this Rath Yatra here. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I advised him to perform Rath Yatra and on a motor car. And that was the first Rath Yatra. Then gradually it came to car, now the three. It's very nice. We're improving. More improve, more and more. The prasadam this year, and I think it is not sufficiently distributed. Why?
Not sufficient amount, you mean?
Huh?
Not sufficient menu?
Yes.
Oh.
In a previous year, anyone? Everyone you have got? All right. So this is the difference. I had been in Moscow. So there is, I could, 5 days I could not eat fruit. Now your country, Krishna has given so nice. So nice flowers. And so nice Vaishnavas. And that country is very proud of advancing. But there is no fruit, there is no flower, there is no Vaishnava, and there is no freedom. And this is it. They are proud. You see? Oh, we are advancing. This is it. But you can, and there is a story. One worshipper of Durga in Bengal, they were worship Durga Mata. So it is a story, the Durga Mata, the goddess Durga is asking the devotee, Mind you at the bottom? You are happy? Yes, mother, I am very happy. Simply two things want. What is this? I have no food, I have no clothing. This is story, just try to understand that I am happy, but two things wanting. No food, no clothing. But is that happiness? No food, no clothing. Similarly, these Russian countries are very much proud of advancement, but no food, that is it. And no freedom. No food and no freedom. This is the Saman substance. So, in your country also that position may come. Now in America you are happy. Because the nature is changing. Jagat, jagat means which is changing. So, before any change, further changes come, you spread this Krishna consciousness all over your country. You see, utilize these fruits and flowers for Krishna and be happy. Don't slip down. You see? That is my request. Whatever I could do, I have done. Now it is up to you to spread this movement all over the world. Don't go away. You see, there is some tendency. Somebody, therefore I ask you, no. You see, this is all nonsense, this is Maya's peeping. Why you are working so hard on sentiment, chanting and dancing? Come on, take to service and be happy with your wife and children. This is Maya. This is Maya. I did not ask my students to marry to become a lost child. I wanted to give them some facility because we cannot do without wife. But now I am seeing that some of them are sleeping out. This is not to be done. No. Every one of us has good actions. Because we have sacrificed everything for Krishna. Sannyasi does not mean simply having no wife and children, he is a sannyasi. No. Nothing to possess except Krishna. That is sannyasi. One should know that I will have simply Krishna, nothing more. Then he is sannyasi. This mentality. That I have nothing to serve, I have nobody to serve except Krishna. But if you serve Krishna, you will serve everyone. Just like I was teaching this thing in the Indian. The same process. If you pour water on the root of the tree, automatically the branches, the leaves and the flowers and all serve. If you put this footstar here, not here, not here. The automatically this is served. Although the foodstuff is here, automatically this is served, this is served, this is served, this is everyone is served. This is practical. People serve Krishna, then all service will be included. They are having humanitarian and so on. Suppose, hi, I am Indian. I came to understand. Why I came to your country in this old age? That is service, to give Krishna consciousness. That is the best service. Without any distinction of caste, creed, country, color, no, everyone should have Krishna. This is the best service. Go everywhere, every part of the world and give Krishna. That is the best service you can do. And actually they are now feeling that they are angels. Even in India, When there are so many devotees of Krishna, but when this hall, these American devotees are so nice, 30,000 people were coming daily. And what was our magic? This man was asking me, Swamiji, what magic you have got? And I have got this magic that I don't tell lies. I don't make. This rascal is God. God is Krishna. That is my magic. I don't bluff people. Here is God. See God. Deal with God. Serve God. That's my business. Why God should be unseen? You see Krishna. If Krishna says that I have taste of water. While you are drinking water, tasting, here is Krishna. As soon as you see sunshine, moonshine, here is Krishna. As soon as there is a nice flavor, here is Krishna. Punnaganda pratibhyanta. Tejas chami, tejas. These are all described in the Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter. Very Bhagavad Gita. Just a moment, sir. Somebody, come up here. So, it is very important moment. You take it very seriously and spread it. Seventh chapter.
O son of Kunti Arjuna, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and moon, syllable om in Vedic mantras, I am the sound in ether.
Now, who is not drinking water? The taste of water is Krishna, so who has not seen Krishna? They say, can you show me God? If you don't see God, then who will show you? Here is God. You are drinking water. Here is God, sunshine. Those who cannot see Krishna is God, because to see Krishna, the Supreme Personality, God, it requires many, many thousands of years tapasya to understand Krishna. Bhavanam janmanam ante. After many, many births, one can understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. It is not so easy. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid jagati siddha. Out of many thousands of men, one may be interested how to make this life perfect. And those who actually attain perfection, out of many thousands of them, one can understand Krishna. So to understand Krishna is not easy job. Easy job. So one who has understood here is Krishna, with Aranani, let me serve. That position is very exalted position. That is not ordinary position. But one who is unfortunate not to come to that position to understand Krishna, for them Krishna is giving the prescription. You see here, you drink water, the taste down, the thing, here is Krishna. In this way, if you think of Krishna in your daily activities, then this one day you will be able to understand what is Krishna. Actually, Krishna is everything. Because whatever it is, this table is also Krishna, because it is a manifestation of Krishna's energy. Mumirapanalobhagukhangbuddhimanarayivacha. What is the ingredient on this table? Hot water, air, fire. Krishna says that is my manifestation of my energy. Just like if the sun god says, I have everything of this material. It is fair. Because through the sun sign, everything is coming out. As soon as there is no sun sign, no more trees, no more foliage. Why? It is due to sun sign, all these trees are existing. See, if I say everything is sunshine, what is wrong there? because it is the sun's energy which is maintaining this material world. Similarly, it is Krishna's energy that is manifesting everything. See, if I say this is Krishna, this is a fact. But Krishna says, although everything is resting in me, still I am not there. Mastani sarvabhutani naham tesu avasthita. The Mahavadi philosopher says that Krishna is here and why shall I worship Krishna in the temple? This is Raskandam. If Krishna is everywhere, why is he not in the temple? But they will make minus this. Krishna is not in the temple, Krishna is only somewhere else. That is it. Krishna says that I am in the temple, not in the temple, although everything happens. So these things, the foolish rascals, people do not understand. Try to make them understand and go on preaching. The sannyasis are meant for preaching, and the GBCs are meant for managing, and in this way do it. Now give me relief, I go on writing books, that's all. So, Vishnudeva Maharaj, your preaching is going on? Nice. That's all. Sannyasi should be always preaching. Paribrajaka Acharya. Four stages of sannyasi. Kuticha, Bhuda, Paribrajaka, and Paramahansa. In the beginning, because according to Vedic civilization, everyone has to take sannyas at a certain age. So, as a matter of routine, if we take sannyas, just like this old man I was asking, that you are not your children, why don't you take sannyas? But he is hesitating. Nobody likes, because sannyas life is difficult. So first is kuticha means he gives her the connection of the family life, takes sannyas officially, but he is not accustomed to maintain himself independently. Therefore, he goes out of the village and makes a cottage, he lives there. And the foodstuff, the home supply, twice. That is called kuticha. Kuti means cottage. Then when he is little practice, then he says, family members, don't bring foodstuff. I shall go to every village man and ask something for my food. I shall depend on them, not on you. That is called bohuda. Bohu means many. Not accepting food from one place, but from many. Then when he's practice, because first problem, when he's practice, no, Krishna is giving us food. Why shall I remain in one place? Let me preach. And that is called paribrajaka. When he's preaching, paribrajaka, wandering all over. Then, when his experience and his preaching is done, he can sit down in one place. At that time, he can chant simply Hare Krishna like Hare Krishna. And if he imitates from the very beginning, he will be spoiled, that's all. Because in the beginning, if I take Hare Krishna, then this is... Don't do this. Always be busy. That's the last stage. When one is Paramahansa, just like Hilastha, 300,000 times, no eating, unless he finishes his chanting, no eating, no sleeping. That is another thing. I shall eat so much, I shall sleep so much, and I shall do nothing, simply chanting. No, that is not recommended by my Guru Maharaj. He says that you are cheating people. known to me, Kishore Vaishnava. There's a song written by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Oh, what kind of Vaishnava you are? Pratishthara tare nijjanara ghare. You are chanting Hare Krishna in a secluded place. Kevala poita, it is simply cheating. But you know what you are chanting. First of all, prepare yourself to come to the stage of perfect chanting. And this is seva. Always be engaged in Krishna service. How to decorate the temple, how to invite people, giving the feast, write books, distribute books, knowledge in this. Don't sit idle. Always be engaged. Always. Just like our Karandar, he has taken so much responsibility. He's doing. Very pleased. He is prepared to do the machinery work and building work and distribution of books, accounting. In this way, we shall be always busy. Find out some work. I have no work now. Of course, the 16 downs must be chanted, compulsory. Rest time. Simply find out where is Krishna's work. What 16 hours? 16 hours takes only 2 hours. You have got 24 hours. What do you do 24 hours? You cannot sleep more than 6 hours, 7 hours, that's all. So 2 hours chanting and 7 hours sleeping. And sleeping is a very important thing in your country. But reduce it. As much as you reduce sleeping and eating, you become advanced. That is Goswami's Nidzahara Vihara Vijito, conquered over sleeping, eating and making. Because these three, four things, Ahara Nidra Vihara, these are material life. The spiritual life means reduction of this. When it is nil, no more sleeping, no more eating. And that is spiritual, at perfection of spiritual life. So we cannot make it neat, so long this body is there. But our policy should be like that. We shall not eat more, we shall not sleep more, we shall not make more, except those are grihasthas. They can have sex life only for producing children. That's all. Come on. And those who are sannyasi, brahmacari, they have no sex life. There is no question of sex life. Sex life is prohibited. But it is a conscious end for them who cannot live without sex life. That is married life. Otherwise, sex life is not very important thing. Just like there are brahmachari, sannyasi, they have no sex life. Therefore, this sannyasi to go out of home by force, that means they have sex life. Sannyasi. I think those are about children, they should take sannyasi now and preach. That is my idea. Not any idea, because all the great sages, they waited, if they are married, just like Kapil Muni, Kardam Muni, he was a great yogi, so he was thinking of marrying, so Krishna sent a good wife, Devahuti, king's daughter. So he thought, I was thinking of marrying, so Krishna has sent, all right, let me marry. But he made a condition that I, to her father, that I can accept your daughter as my wife so long she has no children. As soon as she has children, I shall go out. So the father agreed, whatever I can do, I am just placing my wife in your custody. So, the sannyasi, when there is a child of the wife, I think one can accept sannyasi. But preaching is our most important business. People are suffering for want of this Krishna consciousness. So, as representative of Krishna, it is our duty to enlighten them. And we should accept all kinds of... There is no difficulty. Very difficult. I think we are living better than anyone in the world. Very difficult. Simply we have to be very sincere devotee of Krishna. That's all. Everything Krishna will supply. Everything. So in that position, go on preaching. Don't be tottering. You have taken a great irresponsibility, go on executing it. Don't fight amongst yourself for petty things. Go on, advance. Now we are going to have a great ceremony in India. I purchased a land. I took contribution, 25,000 from Billa. I wanted 100,000, he gave me 25,000, that's all. So with that money I purchased one land. So it is just to be developed. The foundation stone, cornerstone laying down. And India we require another altogether at least 100 men, Americans. So, contribute some men from each and every center. We have got 50 centers, how many centers now?
70.
Almost 60, 58.
So, give one man from each center. It doesn't require that he is very advanced. Advancement will be done by training, by practical application in life. You send from each center one man to India. If you can send more, that's all right. And at least one man. In India we have got many things to do. Because the business in India is important in this respect, that partly due to their subjugation by foreigners, their original culture has been killed. Just like in India, they did not know drinking tea, drinking wine, meat eating, illicit sex. They did not know. Even 100 years before, they did not know. These Britishers, in order to control them, very silently introduced all these things. I know in our childhood, this drinking of tea was unknown to any family. Meat eating, there is no question. Just like in my life, I do not know what is meat eating throughout all my life, or if it's a sex life. Because they are trained in that way. So, due to foreign domination, they were killed, and after independence, these rascal leaders, they're killing. What is the wrong in meat eating? What is the wrong in drinking? They're canvassing, eat chicken, eat eggs. This is going on. So, at the present moment, there is great propaganda from the side of the government and others to kill India's original culture. So when Americans go there and preach, and they see, oh, so nice Vaishnava, so nice devotee and so pure, they become attracted. Oh. Because that is their original culture. At heart, they want to do that, but by artificial means they have been forced to accept something else. So when they say this, foreigners and Americans, so government is not very favored on my movement. Because it is natural when the Americans say, exhibit a nice pure Vaishnava, become attracted. Just like in Calcutta and Bombay. What was there? The same deity was and Sankirtan was there and I was speaking, say, for half an hour. But why these 40,000, 30,000 people were coming? They were coming to see, oh, how Americans are taken to this land. That is their surprise. That, they are giving credit only for that purpose. This man also. So there is good chance of preaching in India in these respects. We want some men to preach there. It will be great war. So I think in East Center, from East Center, you can contribute one man, and some of you leaders may go. They are already organized. People are very much attracted. If they are wanting, giving us money, they want to give us place. There is no scarcity of food, there is no question. But the immigration department, they will harass. But we have to manage somehow. We shall have to keep always at least 100 men in India. So how to do it, that you consider and do it. That's all.
Now it's time to go to the hospital.
Now chalk out your plan how to read nicely all what you are. So Vishnujan Maharaj, how many centers? Two, that's right. You have to do another eight. Yeah, that's right. One.
You want to do a Gaha session, take sannyasis and
stuff? That I tell you, not immediately. But our main business is preaching. Either doing that in the or as sannyasi, it does not matter. This is only formality. Real work is preaching. Just like Ravananda Rai was a grihastha, and Krishna, Lord Chaitanya was a sannyasi. But he was taking lesson from Ramananda. This is Chaitanya Lila. He is a sannyasi. And he is God himself. He is taking lesson from a grihastha who is his disciple. So the real thing is, preaching must go on. Sincerely. This grihastha, vanaprastha, these are material regulative principles. A real life is Krishna's service. That we have to do. That's all. So whatever position is suitable for you, you accept. You remain as grihastha, remain as sannyasi, remain as brahmachari, as it becomes suitable for you. But preach, that is main business. If you are lacking in preaching and become a sannyasi, what is the use of sannyasi? Better, a grihastha is better. Just like I asked Kusunda to go to Hawaii, here, grihastha, and born, but he there now, very center, nice. So I'm very glad. So you are also doing that. Right? It doesn't matter whether Grihastha or Karanda is Grihastha, but we have to serve Krishna very nice. That is our main criteria. So we have to see in what position I can serve better Krishna. That we have to see. Otherwise, either Grihastha or Sannyasi doesn't. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kiva Vipra Kiva Sudra Nasi can I not? Jai Krishna Tattva Vipra Sai Guru. Preaching what is for the Guru. So Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it doesn't matter whether it is a Grihastha or Manaprastha or a Brahmin or Sudra, it doesn't matter. If he knows what is Krishna consciousness and preaches, then he is Guru. That's all. We have to become like that. It doesn't matter what we are, but whether I am preaching nicely, that is it. But still, there is some regulative principle that sannyasi and brahmachari will be like this, brahmachari, grihastha will be like this. That is the external. But main business is preaching. So you have got good opportunity, you have got good name, Krishna consciousness movement, it is being appreciated. So live very cautiously and preach very cautiously and seriously. Then in this one life you become successful. Go back to home after one life. You haven't got to wait for another life. If this life we work sincerely, then our business is finished. Tattavi haṁ panarjanmanait. That is assured by Krishna. After giving up this body, he doesn't come to this material world. Then where does he go? Manaiti. He comes to me. This is said by Krishna. Why should you disbelieve? To serve this life very sincerely and go back to Krishna immediately. That is intelligent. Why should we wait for another life? We do not know what life we can get. May not be possible. So we should be very responsive to this life in serving Krishna. Make yourself successful. Don't waste a single moment. Every moment should be utilized to serve Krishna. Always think, how I can serve Krishna. The direction is already there. The work is sufficient. If you don't want to do, that is a different thing. There is sufficient work to do. If we cannot do anything, we can go and meet any man and request him, please chant Hare Krishna. What is the difficult? You can request. That your endeavor to request him is your service. He may not chant. But if you request him, please chant Hare Krishna. If you cannot do anything, if you meet anyone in the street and say, please,